For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to spotlight the horn players, trumpet and flugelhorn, music from Art Farmer, Warren Vache, Chris Boddy, Magnus Brew, Howard McGee, plus a whole lot more. And to get us there, here's some music from vocalist Nancy Morano, who's currently residing in New Jersey and who has several recordings to her credit. This album I'm going to play for you is entitled Sure Thing, and we're going to listen to a composition of Gus Kahn's with lyrics from Arthur Johnston. It's entitled Thanks a Million.
How can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all, standing here before you. There's so very much to say in so many ways, but I found a different way in a current phrase. Do do my own balloon, da do balloon, ba bow. Shall do my own balloon, da da ba boom bow. Shall do my own balloon, da da ba boom bow. Shall do my own balloon, da da ba boom bow. Thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happened to say. Is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you. Thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, so I'm saying thanks a million to you. Thank you.
How can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all, standing here before you. There's so very much to say in so many ways, but I found a different way in a current phrase. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. For I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me.
What I like about that arrangement is that the band really gets a chance to stretch out. John Mosca on trombone, Mike Melvoin on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and on drums, veteran percussionist and drummer John Guerin. And of course, on vocals, Nancy Morano from her album Sure Thing. And we just heard Thanks a Million, written by Gus Kahn and Arthur Johnson. Guido Barbieri is an Italian sax player whose family migrated to Argentina many years ago, and it gave Guido a chance to cross paths with pianist and composer Lalo Schifrin. He joined his band in Buenos Aires in the 1950s, and 25 years later, Barbieri recorded his debut album, Caliente, with producer and trumpeter Herb Albert. Another quarter century later, the 68-year-old sax player recorded his latest CD, which is entitled The Shadow of the Cat, with an all-star cast which includes Albert, bassist James Jenis, and Mark Egan. Guitarists Dean Brown and Romero Lambambo are also on this album as well. But on this track that we're going to listen to, which is entitled Last Kiss, we have some great musicians backing up Guido Barbieri. Jason Miles is on keyboards, Peter White on guitar, Will Lee on bass, and Will Lee is one of the most in-demand bassists around, session bassists. Vinny Colliata on drums, and percussionist Sheila E.
Thank you.
Beautiful playing from Red Rodney, and that was Laura. Before that, Guido Barbieri from his brand new album, The Shadow of the Cat, and we just heard Last Kiss. And you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're broadcasting live from the University of Ottawa, the Media Skywalk, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. I'm going to be featuring now one of the great bass players in jazz, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen. He's accompanied here by Maria Harp on vocals on a lovely tune entitled Put On Your Wings. And this is from Maria's album, 14 Pieces for Harp and Bass.
I'm like a kite up in the sky. Come on, watch me fly. In the wind. I'm flying high so high I can almost see heaven from here. Put on your wings and join me now. Come on, do a dance, see the world from up high and there. You'll be reborn because the love this is pure ecstasy.
Because I love pure ecstasy.
That was Maria Harp with Put On Your Wings from her excellent album, 14 Pieces for Harp and Bass. We're going to go to Germany now and listen to some music from the Stefan Heidemann project. And this is from an album entitled Blue Sand and Green Sky. And it features an incredible array of veteran musicians, European jazz musicians. Klaus Kugel is on drums and percussion. Vitol Reck is on bass. And on trumpet, we have Rainer Winterschladen, and today we're featuring trumpets on this edition of the show. And rounding out the group, we have Gerd Dudek on tenor sax. We're going to listen to one of the most interesting tracks off the album is Future Blues. It's a dense composition with blues underpinnings to it, and it really gives a feel of what this band can actually do together.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, that was Maynard Ferguson with My Sister. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're so used to hearing Maynard Ferguson's high-pitched trumpet playing. Well, that was a very interesting arrangement indeed. Stefan Heidemann's project before that with a beautiful composition entitled Future Blues. And it featured an extended trumpet solo there from Rainer Winterschladen. And this afternoon we're featuring trumpet players and basically horn players on this edition of the show. One of my favorite trumpet players of all times, and he's still with us today, is Clark Terry. And we're going to listen to an interesting but beautiful composition. This one's The Perils of Pauline.
Cross the Spanish and found a scar in my life.
Help! Help! Help!
Woo! I sent his scar in my hand, his scar in my hand. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. In his scar in my hand, I have a scar in my hand. Yeah. Woo! He was scar in my hand. Hey. She might on the holy night, it's gonna dawn by his apple dog. Woo! She gon' leave my line, got a low man gobble, say. She gon' down my line, got a low man gobble, say. Oh,
thank you.
In the mid-70s, he had a huge album entitled Feels So Good. But many years before that, when Chuck Mangione was first starting out, he was recording more mainstream material, and the last track we just heard was a fine example of that. Chuck Mangione on Old Folks. And before that, Clark Terry, a very subdued blues throughout, but at the very end, he just takes off into this this incredible dialogue, as only Clark can, entitled The Perils of Pauline. Another trumpet player of note that I'm going to play for you now is Howard McGee, and he has a beautiful number that he's going to be playing entitled Sunset Eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another trumpeter of note from Europe is Magnus Brue, and we just heard the beautiful composition, The Ballad of the Forgotten. And before that, a favorite, of course, of many, many jazz lovers, Howard McGhee with Sunset Eyes. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. My name is Randy McElligott, and I hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon as we feature some of the trumpet players out there, past and present. And one of the trumpet players currently making a name for himself, he went on tour with Sting a few years ago and has released a few albums of his own, is Chris Botti. And Chris is a favorite of one of the listeners of In Transition, Judy. And Judy, this goes out to you. We're going to listen to On the Night Ride.
Thank you.
That was Chris Botti with On the Night Ride. And we're going to continue now with Canadian vocalist and pianist Carol Welsman. Now, Carol has a knack for being noticed, yet she's taken a patient and circuitous career path. After majoring in piano performance at the Berklee College of Music during the early 80s, she traveled to Europe, becoming the English lyricist for producer-songwriter Romano Musumera, who also worked with Celine Dion. She also co-wrote high-profile tunes for the likes of Ray Charles and Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders. She returned to Toronto in 1990 and started her own production company, which was called Wellcar Music, also a record label as well. And her CDs have earned her Juno nominations and awards over the past few years. Well, Carol has ventured into a new direction, recording for the Savoy Jazz label. And she's trying to, of course, gain a wider audience by doing this. And we're going to listen to something from her debut recording for Savoy Jazz. It's entitled, the actual tune that we're going to listen to is The Look of Love. Language of Love is the name of the album, and we're going to listen to Taking a Chance on Love. This is Carol Welsman on In Transition.
About to take that ride again. I'm starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy
That was the great trumpet player Art Farmer with Wisteria. And before that, a trumpet player who didn't live very long, was taken from us at a very young age, Booker Little with Who Can I Turn To? And Booker had a very, very unique way of playing and phrasing. His lyrical sensibilities were outstanding. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're featuring horn players on the show. And another one that I'm going to feature for you now is someone who appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival last summer, and for me was a highlight, cornet and trumpet player Warren Vache. And I'm going to play for you a song. When you look out the window from here, and it looks beautiful, but it's really, really cold outside, and I thought I'd put this one on for you. It's the standard, It Might As Well Be Spring, Warren Vache.
Thank you.
A man can play for sure. That was Warren Vache with It Might As Well Be Spring. Chicoria's seminal electric fusion band of the mid-70s, Return to Forever, began as a tranquil, Brazilian-tinged jazz act on the ECM label earlier in the decade. Along with Korea and bassist Stanley Clark, vocalist Flora Purim and her percussionist husband, Erto Moreira, helped to create a surge of interest in Brazilian music unseen since the bossa nova craze of the mid-60s. Purim's influence extended to work with the jazz genre's preeminent arranger, Gil Evans, and its most prolific composer, Wayne Shorter, who by the way, issued a fantastic album. It's really a jazz masterpiece, Native Dancer. But along the way, the Rio de Janeiro native has also crafted a 30-year solo career leading to her latest CD, which I'm going to play for you. It's on the Narada Jazz label, and it's entitled Speak No Evil. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is that earlier on in the show, I played for you some music from Maria Harp, and it was a composition entitled Put On Your Wings. The first time I heard that track, I thought of Flora Purim and thought that that might be something that she might want to do somewhere down the line. But we're going to hear something from Speak No Evil, and it's entitled Primera Estrella.
Aleluia.
Music from Doctor and Pilot, Donald Byrd, beautiful trumpet player on Round Midnight. And before that, Flora Purim from her new album Speak No Evil, and we heard Primera Estrella. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special on In Transition as we're featuring some of the trumpet players, basically horn players, cornet and flugelhorn as well, over the next 2 hours. And we're running out of time, so I won't be talking much. We're going to get back to the music and listen to another unique trumpet player, Bill Hardman. And this is Too Little, Too Late. just heard some great trumpet playing there from Jimmy Owens, a trumpet player that you don't hear much of these days. And that was a track entitled My Life. My name is Randy McElligott, and I've been your host for the past 2 hours, featuring some trumpet players and various horn players on the show today. I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. In the meantime, have a great week, and bye for now. We'll be right back.